Okay, the energy for the session has just activated. So I offer these sessions usually 4 times a year, but the one for the summer I canceled because the energy wasn't there. And I only do anything if the energy is supporting it. And the purpose for these sessions was to give people an opportunity to experience the sacred circle ceremony that I've now been holding for about 40 years and to see if you resonate with it. So now here we are in the fall season with lots of energy shifts going on, and it's a perfect time for a sacred circle. Take a, another, as I speak, I pause every so often so that you can recenter within and keep connecting to your inner voice, inner light. So the sacred circle is very magical. Obviously we're from all over the US and we're not sitting in a circle. But when we gather for ceremony, which that is the intention of the sacred circle, is to be in ceremony with the full dimensional consciousness of our being. There are aspects of our being that know that ceremony is taking place. And it could be, we could say it's a circle, it's a sphere, it's a Merkaba. What happens is our combined higher beings, light beings, gather into the unified field and create a sphere, a space for our human beings to gather in and to feel safe and supported to discover all that we truly are. So, this is a journey for your personal ascension and expansion. And then on another level, it is a ceremony that reconnects us to the cosmic energies, to Mother Earth, Father, Son, and completes our circuits with our full dimensional being. So I started Spirit Heal Institute. And working with the public with these sacred circles in 1994 around. And it was because of my deeper experience with Mother Earth in 1971, where she drew me into her heart and showed me that humans are meant to be held in the heart of Mother Earth, in the heart of the Great Mother. And we're not meant to feel alone and isolated in our humanness. Oh, shoot, my computer just gave us a welcome for some reason to, yeah. Sorry about that. And my Sufi teacher, who I studied with for many years, and oh, let's see, my AOL account is going nuts here, so we'll see what happens. My Sufi teacher used to have a phrase, and he would say, "Mankind, the great orphan." And that was a transmission that came through to me very deeply. They didn't like the word mankind, but that's how spiritual phrasing was in the 70s. And I had a transmission that showed me that we are meant to live with our parentage of the Mother Earth and Father Sun, and within our light heritage, within our divine heritage, and we're meant to be connected to that. And we've lived in a very low frequency time for the last 5,000 years or so, which has disconnected us from our true spiritual home and family. And I think it was a great experiment. We took the materialist perspective to its height. And I do think that there was a spiritual purpose in that, to see if the material realm could be an expression of higher spirit. And I believe it is when we include our spiritual heritage with Mother Earth and Father Sun. I think that part got left out and disconnected, and we are in the process of reconnecting now. And when we reconnect and when we feel safe on multiple levels of our being, the shadow that has built up into a very dense, dark form of energy in our being, has a chance to transform. And in a way, it's a bank account. It's a bank account that allows us to have this heavy matter that we can offer to Mother Earth, who, in the Andean tradition, the shamanic tradition, she eats that energy. She is the one who eats it. We feed her, and she replies and sends back this beautiful, nutritious, nourishing waves of light and magnetism to us. And so, in a way, the heaviness of the materialist paradigm has created this giant bank account that we will now begin to use to nourish Mother Earth, to nourish ourselves, and come back into the experience of reciprocity and flow and connection. So we've gone through a lot, and I mean a lot, and we are opening up to a whole lot of light that's coming into the planet right now and into the cosmos. And so these sacred circle ceremonies allow us to come into that reciprocal flow, start understanding and experiencing directly what it means to be in a reciprocal relationship with all that exists. It's like the yin and the yang. And we find out and we're able to discover that we can stay in flow rather than feel like there's nowhere to go with all the heaviness that exists. And so when a group gathers to be in sacred circle together, we not only bring ourselves back into flow and cleanse our field and come into delicious nourishment with Mother Earth and Father Sun, but we also help clear the density on the planet. We're setting up the new paradigm. We're helping put that in place. And so there's multiple levels that are going on with our sacred circle ceremony. So I'm happy to say that coming into the ceremony today, very often I see a lot of heavy energy being brought into the circle. And today it was delightful. There was just a tremendous amount of light gathering for the circle today. And so I'm really appreciative of everyone's preparation and how you've been taking care of yourselves and your field and staying on the light side of things. It really makes coming into circle a lot nicer. So we don't have as much to cleanse today as very often we do. So we do go through a settling in, a cleansing, a grounding with Mother Earth, bringing our magnetics into alignment with the flow of the planet and the cosmos and the energy between Mother Earth and Father Sun. So one of the things that we forget about is that we live in the relationship of Mother Earth and Father Sun. So we are living in the middle of their relationship. So the central focus is not humanity. It is all that exists within that relationship of Mother Earth and Father Sun. So just take a moment to imagine how you are involved so deeply, much more, has much more impact than you think it does normally. We forget about that. And so that's why the equinoxes and solstices are important points, and the cross quarter points, and the lunar influences. It's not just simple astrology. When you come into direct experience with these energies, you find out that they're quite benevolent, that they're evolving to with purpose and intelligence that is greater than we normally can see or experience. And so as we go deeper into the circle, we start to become like the planets, like the sun and the earth. We each have an axis, our central channel, that flows vertically between earth and the sun and the whole cosmos. And we have a toroidal field. So when you look at a picture of the earth, in space, they very often have the axis, which is tilted on a 23 degree axis. And then they have those lines that go around, they circle around from the top to the bottom, just like they do on a magnet. And so we have that same configuration in our energy field. And when we are aligned along our axis and our toroidal field, our electromagnetics are flowing clearly, then we come into harmony as a planetary being with the rest of the cosmos that is in a harmonic flow and aligned with the greater intelligence. And then as we come into that flow, more of a galactic cosmic flow, then portals open and we're taken behind the scenes. We're taken behind the scenes of the world of matter and the paradigm of matter into more primordial intelligence, more pristine intelligence. And it's not that you can think about that, but the experience of it is so profound that it changes your life. It changes who you know yourself to be. It can help you discover what your purpose, understand why you're here, what you're meant to do from your unique perspective, your unique constellation of being. But we need to be able to break through to behind the scenes to have this understanding and perspective of who we really are. And we really are not much unless we are connected and in this reciprocal flow that creates the harmony and the beauty of existence. And when we break through to the other side, I think there was a Doors song about that. Break on through to the other side, was it the Doors? That's where we discover the all-pervading love. And so it becomes a direct experience, an embodiment of pure vibrational love. And then we're opened up to the kind of the secrets and mystery of existence starts to reveal itself once we enter that realm of love. And it's more of a experience and it's more of a realm rather than how we think of it here in terms of I love you love me, I love my dog, I love my squirrels, whatever. It is an entire realm of intelligence. And so, in order to access these behind the scenes states, it's wonderful to do it in a group because our higher beings meet together and create the space that allows us to enter into the next deeper state that we are ready for. So, this is an individual journey for each person, as well as a cosmic and universal ceremony on behalf of all existence. So, I will guide the circle. And I always tell people, don't listen to me if you don't want to. If you go so deeply or you go into your own journey inside, go ahead and do that. We're setting up a space that's determined more by your higher being than your conscious or aware being. And you don't have to listen to me. I'm sorry, my headset's doing a little weird stuff here. You don't have to listen to me. Just use the space to journey within yourself in your own way if you feel called to that. Okay. The one thing I do ask is that you do not go on any tech device, like don't check your email and texts and social media or anything like that while we are together for this session. That energy comes straight into the circle. And I can feel it. I really notice it, and everyone else would notice it too. It creates a disruptive frequency. So that is a hard and fast request that for the next hour you do not access that. The other thing is, I'd like you to start with your feet on the floor. And this is, I would say, it's an essential posture for embodied spirituality. So there's some spiritual experiences where we're lifted out of our body and we're taken into dimensions and spaces that can be ecstatic and beautiful. But then we come back to our body and we don't know how to integrate that into our current human life. And from the feminine point of view, which is more of an embodied spirituality. We want to be able to expand while we're in the body. And the body is a temple for us. It is a living intelligence that can also be in harmony with all these expanding dimensions. It's organic. It's just as alive as anything else. And so we have the capability of being embodied and expanded in multiple dimensions all at the same time. But it takes us into a new type of intelligence. And it's not what we call rational intelligence. It is a whole, holistic intelligence. It's an integrated intelligence. And it accesses every type of information in present time. Also has access to Akashic records, to history, to everything that's ever existed. But the rational mind takes us out of that harmony, out of that holism. And so we have to learn a different type of consciousness and a different type of intelligence that isn't just thinking with the mind. So during these sacred circles, I encourage people to allow yourself to very patiently go deeper into your being. And there will be a point where your mind needs to let go. And when you recognize that, then you come back to your feet. And we'll start with the feet too. And you come back to your feet and you reconnect with Mother Earth. And you allow the energies to flow between you and Mother Earth, reciprocally nourishing each other and bringing us you back into harmony. And that will allow you to come out of that thinking brain and more into your holistic intelligence. So we're looking at very big shifts. We have a lot of great energy going on in the cosmos right now. We have that, what's it called? Three-eye Atlas and two other comets going through. And if you look at the history of comets, they've always created changes on Earth. And having celestial bodies travel through and as close to the center of our galaxy as it is really creates lots of ripples and shifts and transitions. So we are in for even more of a ride here. All benevolent, beneficial, and yet, I don't know about you, but I don't like to go through a lot of change for a long period of time. But we seem to be in the middle of that. So that's another reason why gathering in these sacred circles is restabilizing for us and helps us feel like we are in communion, not only with other humans, but with the cosmos. So I think that's a good introduction to it. Any questions right now? Comments? Okay. Oh, and the other thing I was guided to say, I just want you to know that when you sign up for something like this or anything that I offer, I am not collecting your emails. I am not creating lists and gathering, amassing anything that with your information that could be used for any other purpose. None of it gets kept for any reason. If you sign up for my newsletter, you'll be on the newsletter list. But if you sign up for a class, that is the only place your email or any information will be kept for you during the class. And I say that because there is such a grab for attention and creating lists and maximizing your financial gain by how many people you can offer up on a list in exchange for different types of exposure that all lead to some kind of financial gain. And the integrity that I was taught by working with the three different masters that I've worked with in the Sufi path and the shamanic path and the Qigong path, the Taoist path, that is just not in integrity. And so I have aligned with that level of integrity, and it makes a difference in the type of energy that comes into the circle. So there is no energy that is out there to take anything from you. The only energy that's here is to offer you an opportunity. There's no hooks, no conditions. And that was clear with my first Sufi teacher, and it was clear with the other masters I worked with, and that was consistent among the masters. And I was not given access to some of the teachings unless I could adhere to that level of integrity. And the issue of integrity is so big right now. And the lack of integrity is so widespread that I was guided to bring this up to just kind of tickle or spark something in your being, however that lands for you. Okay. So, welcome. Take a few deep breaths. And it's really, I'm just touched by how beautiful the energy is here among everyone for the circle. Sit with your feet flat on the floor. Feel your seat on the chair. Allow your awareness to come within and start sensing from an interoceptive point of view, feeling yourself in your body, noticing your breath, including your legs and your feet. In your awareness, if you really took notice of this, how much of your day includes cohesive awareness, integrated awareness of your being from head to toe? Most of us are in that thinking approach. When we're thinking, we're not aware of the body or the energy. Thinking is a one-track type of methodology, let's call it. But in that methodology, it doesn't allow for an expanded sense, at least the type of thinking that we get into. There could be higher level thinking. So, feel your belly breathing, Feel your seat on the chair. Allow your shoulders to drop. Feel your chest, your back. Your neck, your sit bones, and notice how you are dispersing awareness throughout your body. Allow that awareness to spread to your thighs and lower legs, and invite the calf muscles to soften. Come on down to the soles of the feet, to the centers under the arches in the left foot and the right foot. And just a gentle awareness. Not thinking, but aware. It allows your body to begin relaxing, and your breath and your body starting to come into coherence with each other. And it's amazing how the gap between the tension state and the relaxation state is in our culture. It really takes attention to get into a relaxed state. And you really can't understand consciousness without being relaxed. I'll be quiet for a moment so you can just focus on your own awareness. And notice areas that are holding tension that you can release. And draw your attention to your sit bones and to the sacral area and the coccyx. And you might notice a pull to the right or the left in that whole pelvic area, the pubic bone, the sit bones, the hips, the coccyx, the tailbone needs to be relaxed. It should have, when it's relaxed and alive, it actually has a gentle waving, pulsing motion. Like in cranial sacral therapy or muscle release therapy, there's a focus on bringing the spine into living flow. And so we invite that coccyx area, the tailbone, and the sacral area to rebalance and release. So, like right now, I can feel mine has a twist in it to the right. and it's tilting my sacrum so that it's higher on the left and lower on the right. And that kind of internal awareness is available to us. We don't need someone else to tell us that if we can develop this awareness ourselves. And so, as I feel that and I notice it in myself, just by this gentle, loving awareness and being noticed, my body responds and starts unwinding. And the energy in my spine and the fluidity in my spine starts to come alive. And when the tailbone drops and relaxes, it starts to have this very subtle waving motion. It wouldn't be measurable, it's energetic, but it kind of looks like a seahorse's tail that gently curls up and then uncurls. And it creates a pulse of living energy that moves the cerebral spinal fluid, that moves the Kundalini energy in a gentle, gentle way that enlivens the chakras and the central channel. And doing this prepares us to enter into sacred space. So I will be quiet for a moment so you can experience that. And don't have expectation, don't press hard on it. Just allow it to unwind and unfold and release in its own time and not rushed. And you might ask your body, how do you like me paying attention to you this way? So we've initiated that activation, and now we're going to come down to the calf muscles through your legs with your awareness, not with your mind. So it feels like you drop down into your calf muscles rather than looking from above at the top of your head. You place your awareness down by the calf muscles. And you invite them to soften and release. And also in this process, we're opening up all the meridians and the energy channels that can get condensed and restricted by tension. And when we reconstrict those channels, we constrict our consciousness. And again, please know turning to any device. Even if you get a beep for a text or something, it'll influence the circle. So we hold a lot of tension in the calf muscles and the hips and pelvic region, lower back. And that's why we pay attention to this as we prepare ourselves for ceremony. So, in many traditions, the preparation for ceremony or for a transformative experience is strongly emphasized, whether it's a type of diet or a type of meditation or some type of practice that leads you up to the ceremony that prepares you. Because we're entering into a deeper state, and there's a certain amount of respect that we give the ceremony by through the preparation. And during that preparation time, there's a communication going on with your higher being. And I really don't like the term higher being, but it's useful right now. So you're in your preparation phase, you are communing with the more refined, subtle aspects of your consciousness, and they understand that they're being called forth, that you want to be in relationship to the higher wisdom. And so there's a coagulating, a gathering of a consciousness that can then be accessed, activated, and accessed that is initiated by the preparation time. So even the 15 minutes you spent before this session or gathering your flowers, I kind of got my last dregs of flowers outside to create two vases of flowers for Ken and myself. Gathering your bowl of water, lighting your candle, picking out your crystal, the one that's speaking to you, that wants to be at the ceremony. All of that has engaged a communication with your higher being and with the guiding spirits that will support you. And that seems to be a universal cycle of creativity. That there's always a preparation phase. In my art background, you gather your materials, you have your inspiration, you're getting ready to delve into how to express, how to connect with this deep inspiration. And so you have to do a lot of preparation whenever you're involved in a creative process. And so there's the preparation phase, and then there's the execution phase, and then there is the cleanup phase, the integration phase. So that seems to be a natural cycle aligned with the sacred geometry in earth life. It doesn't necessarily apply to other dimensions, but in earth life it does. So to note your preparation is significant. It's important. And you're gathering the forces, gathering the intention, gathering the light that will carry you through your activity or the ceremony. Just pause and be quiet here. Now let's bring our awareness to the soles of our feet. And there's one time, I mean, this is one time when English really got it right, because soul and soul really go together in the soles of our feet. And become aware of those centers under the arches. And this is different than the bubbling spring point that's more at the bottom of the ball of the foot. This is actually in the middle of the arch. And gently sense and bring alive the awareness there and settle down in there. Become that space in your feet. So this is where the thinking doesn't serve you and the sensing does. No one's watching you. You don't have to worry about anyone else except your own sensation. Let yourself fully feel those centers. And you'll each feel it in a different way. It just might be a sense of it, might be a trickle of energy, a tickle, an itch, a color, sound, frequency. Everyone has a different way of knowing the center. And start with how you know it. There's no better way. And as we awaken these centers, we awaken our flow and connection to Mother Earth. The Earth has an enormous amount of magnetism. And when humanity was created, it was meant to be part of the system. So you can't even imagine a tree being able to live and grow without roots in the earth. And there are a few air plants, but most organic life comes from being rooted in the earth. And we are meant to be rooted in the earth. And on the spiritual level, it means living in the heart of the mother, the great goddess, in the womb of her being, always knowing that we are held and connected to a universal life force of creation. And you might feel energy starting to flow downward, even pulled downward from your seat, your body opening up, relaxing more. You might feel like you're melting down into the earth or collapsing down. You know, that image in the Wizard of Oz with the Wicked Witch melting into the ground. That's what it can feel like. We're just, and what's melting is the heavy energy. It's melting into the earth, into her being, into her heart, And it is beautiful nourishment for her. And she feels fed. And she transforms the energy. She is in reciprocal flow, and that energy comes back as sparkling chi, prana, light, magnetism to us. So it's the same thing with a tree. The roots draw up the nutrients, which allows it to grow upward and fulfill the purpose of the seed. So we're very used to reaching up and out instead of down and in our culture. And, and there's that phrase, root down to rise up. But that only works if you're out of the thinking mind and into your sensing, your intuitive sensing, and your holistic intelligence. Okay, so we're in this cleansing period. We're starting to wake up that reciprocal flow. Some people just feel like their feet are stuck to the earth. Some feel like they're planted. Some just feel relaxed. It's a very different sensation for each person. But the general sense is that you're weighted downward. And it doesn't have to be perfect. You could still have thoughts running through your mind. You could still have some tension in your body. This is all in process. And as we start to be filled with this precious chi, prana light, we literally get filled up. It's like watching water fill up a pitcher or a temperature gauge going upward. We are being filled with vital intelligence, light, energy, nourishment. And when that happens, it builds our immune system, it organizes our consciousness, and it starts filling our field and our body with light. So your field starts to be filled with lighter energy. And it also comes into reciprocal flow. So the heavy energy of your field is going into the field of the earth. And as that field becomes lighter and brighter, it's like watching a balloon expand as you breathe into it. There starts to be a spherical sense. You can start to feel your field around you, in you, like you're living in a balloon that's vibrant, alive, pulsing, filled with light. And so by connecting with the vibrancy of Mother Earth, we become more vibrant on all levels. I'll be quiet again as we are each filling up. If you need to move your body or adjust yourself to the energy, go ahead. And as we fill up and our central axis starts to come out of the shadows and become more available to us, the illumination of our being magnetically draws the light and wisdom and love from Father Sun, from above, from the crown chakra and above the crown chakra, downward in a shower of light, but also a beam that connects to the central axis, and that axis reaches all the way down into the central core of the earth and reaches all the way up into the sun. And it can be a very palpable experience. And it's a living current that begins to align you and align the chakras. And I'll be quiet again as we're experiencing this. It's a showering, it's a pouring. You can't create it with your mind. It's an experience. If you notice your mind trying to get involved, go back down to your feet. Give it a place to go. And then become aware in your sensing mode. Beautiful. And you might feel yourself, wiggling, waving as this energy is in process of aligning you with your more refined consciousness. You can even have old images and history come up from this lifetime, other lifetimes during this process. It's a cleansing at a deeper level. And note how you are centered in the lower part of your body, in the lower part of your abdomen. That there is an emphasis on the energy through the legs and the feet and the earth instead of being floating above your mind and your head. So as we each align along our axis, in sacred geometry terms, we start to form a space that's organized around what we've called the flower of life, the geometric solids, the Merkaba. And it will naturally form within you and within the circle. And that begins to create the sacred space of the ceremony. And all kinds of benevolent intelligence awakens. Benevolent intelligence doesn't mean having rose-colored glasses. It's clarity. There's a pristine brightness to clarity that we're not generating with the mind, but it becomes an experience of consciousness. And our system has to be organized. It has to be organized in a coherent state. Most of the time, we are not in a coherent state. And we have to become coherent so that we can resonate with these more refined frequencies. So most people are walking around looking like, remember the old toy, the pickup sticks, and you just throw them down on the ground? That's what most people, their consciousness looks like. We need to come into a coherent state. Good. And so now the axis of the circle has formed. So that means that our consciousness individually has organized enough to create a space that is greater than the sum of the parts. We have participated in creating sacred space. Be quiet again as this is processing. Feel seat and feet. And you may start to feel like you are being held up, supported by this beautiful energy. And it's less of an effort to keep yourself together. Picture that in quotes. That there is a greater intelligence bringing you into harmony with yourself. And we might pause again to ask your body, how do you like this process? Literally ask your body, how do you like being involved in this? And see what your body says. My body's giving me a big hug. And note if there's a nicer rhythm within your being, less jagged, more coherent. And as we come into coherence, we're able to resonate with more refined consciousness, our own more refined consciousness. And our own more refined consciousness is able to resonate with the greater unified field. And we allow this to resonate. Like we're listening to music, our body is listening, our soul is listening. I know my soul feels very elated to be able to. It's like listening to, Handel's Messiah or something. It's like this deep ecstasy to be able to break through the disturbance of the incoherence into the coherent and create light and joy through this resonance. And notice you're still in your body. So the sacred space is growing stronger that we're within. You might be able to feel your just below your navel area activating and resonating. In the Andean shamanic tradition, it's called the Cosco, and it literally eats the good energy. And that second chakra, second third chakra area is combined into one area in the Taoist and the Andean system. And that's an area that we rarely pay attention to, but it needs to be activated, it needs to be engaged, doing its function of processing energy, of restoring vitality, of clearing the system. So you might be able to feel that now because our second chakra area, that Dantian area, is activated and scanning and sensing the sacred energy in the circle and helping that to come into our being and help us digest that. So it's an integration process in and of itself. There you go. And as a group, as each of us tunes into it, to our ability, it magnifies the vitality, the fire, the light. This is all alchemical, shamanic, direct experience. And it has the effect of reducing the density of matter, lightening it up. It feels like in this sacred ceremony that we've created this huge fiery light that has attracted higher consciousness beings to gather with us. And we've become a center for cleansing, burning up heavy energy on a planetary and cosmic level. So we shifted into the greater purpose of the circle now. So simultaneously, we're each going through a cleansing and we're participating in the raising of the consciousness through cleansing by fire. On the deeper levels. And ask your body, how does it like participating? In this greater way of serving. Is there meaning in it for you? Does it serve your heart? Does it feel like it connects you to a greater purpose? I'll be quiet. And we just shifted into through another portal where we are receiving sparkling white light from the dimensions beyond. It's an effervescent that kind of arc welding light. That sparkles. I've been associating it with that 3 AI Atlas comet. And we're receiving very refined frequencies from this. And that's another example of the reciprocal flow as we are beings offered and served to be the cleansing fire. Then in return, we receive this incredible blinding light of sparkly consciousness from way beyond our earthly domain. So the fire, the cleansing fire, has shifted into a beautiful lotus blossom, which means that it has fulfilled its purpose. The lotus blossom represents the sacred geometry of coherence, like a rose too, but we're working with the energy of the root chakra and the second and third chakra, so it's lotus opening up to the light. And you might be feeling just a steadiness or a completeness. And don't look for that steadiness and completeness in the mind. It's beyond the mind. It's in your sensing intelligence. Beautiful. And we are coming to a perfect stillness as the ceremony closes. And you may feel your coherence and resonance after the ceremony, which is wonderful. But the cosmic ceremony is coming to a close now. And your being will go through a period of time here processing over probably several days the effect and experience of the ceremony. So very often we're not aware of everything that happens, or sometimes we can sit through a ceremony and it's just torture. We're just uncomfortable the whole time. And believe me, I've had my share of those. But something really transcendental and expansive happened here, and that will be kind of rippling through your consciousness and your body and your being over time now. Ceremony is much bigger, and its effect is more profound than just in the immediate experience. I try to narrate what's going on in a way that I hope doesn't interfere with your own direct experience, but clues you in a little to what you might be feeling so that you can fortify that spiritual sense in you. That's my goal in narrating what's happening. So let's take a moment to take a few deep breaths. Feel your seat and feet. Open your eyes. And express blessings and gratefulness to everyone here and to the beings beyond who have supported us. Thank your altar, your flowers, your water, your crystals, your candles, nature beings, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. So we've come to 11:30, which was what we scheduled. I'm willing to stay here if anyone has any questions or comments. And if not, you're welcome to go on with your day. I will have this recording up on the Foundations class page on the website. So you'll be able to download and listen to it again if you would like to. And I thank you for being here. So does anyone have anything they'd like to say or ask? You can just unmute yourself. Okay. Well, everyone's still here. Anything else you want to do?
Sarah, this is Ananda, and it's produced quite a bit of neck pain. So I think I have a little log jam of energy there. Should I just keep working?
I would go for a walk on your beautiful land and get your body moving a bit.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
This is Carla.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for today. It's been an interestingly difficult week, and this really, really was an ease out of that. So I really appreciate being with you today. Thank you.
I'm so glad for you.
Hi, Sarah. This is Lakshmi.
Uh-huh.
More of a general question.
Sure.
So we have our sacred circle like today, and then we have our sacred circle with our classes. Are they always with us, integrated?
Wait, help me tease out that actual question there. I need better words.
Are the different sacred circles with us all the time? Or do they integrate into a single sacred circle? Are the energies, because with different classes, we get different healing, different energies. Do they all coalesce into a single sacred
Ah,
circle?
okay, now I got it. Okay. Each circle has a character or quality that is aligned with the people who are participating and with, let's say, the classes that I have throughout the year. I'm given the inspiration and the direction to create a series of classes that takes us through an evolution. And each week, when we do the sacred circle, we're in alignment with the planetary shifts. So we're always shifting a bit, like the way the planets are shifting on a daily basis. And so, depending, it's a multiple constellation that's going on. And so the guidance that I receive and the guides that I work with create kind of a theme, okay? And then the different sacred circles help expand our consciousness into that wisdom that is part of the theme, okay? And so depending on where we are in our process in attuning to that theme or quality, the circles can take on different experience. And there is this perfection that exists beyond everything, that when we're in a deeper state, we're able to access, which is beyond any character or quality. So it simultaneously exists, and you could say that our sacred circles are a fractal or a subset of the greater perfection. Is that helpful?
I will admit a lot of it went over my head. Okay, so they're with us always. Is that right?
I would say in our perfection, we are in that state. And then, as humans who collect heavy energy and have disconnected, we don't realize it. We're not aware of it. Okay. And once we can get into a state where we're aware of it, then we begin participating and involved with the greater consciousness. And depending on what the group needs at any given time and what the soul of each being is aligned to, there can be kind of a cohesive teaching or transmission that comes through each circle. Did that land at all?
It did. I think again it was very much like a linear question.
I don't answer linear questions with linear thoughts.
that did help. Thank you. I think just with the different classes, I think I was always wondering which sacred circles is there, like what we had our last class, is that sacred circle different from today?
And you notice we had a different theme today, you know? And so it was. So this today's sacred circle was not in the wisdom container that 6-week class was in. Okay. There was a teaching that came through in those 6 weeks. It was completed. There was a transmission that came through. Each of us received it. It's rippling through each of our beings, and it's bubbling within us. That completed. So today's sacred circle was under a different wisdom frequency, and we ended up participating in this, what would be called a fire ceremony, in some traditions, where we're helping to burn up, some people would say karma, the heavy energy of the planet, and we became, we served a greater purpose through this particular sacred ceremony.
Yes, thank you. That helped.
Okay.
Thank
Okay.
you.
But just be warned, I don't answer in linear ways.
And I'm still grasping the multidimensional concept, so.
Okay, try keep grasping. But sink into them instead of grasping.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Sarah. It's Tracy.
Uh-huh.
First off, thank you so much. It was such a wonderful offering and experience. And it was so interesting because before you had mentioned the fire coming in the like in the lower abdomen, I all of a sudden was like, whoa, like I could feel heat. And I was like, what's going on in my stomach? Because I could feel what felt like fire. And then you confirmed it. I was like, oh, whoa, something is going on in there.
How nice. Oh, good. You are
Yeah, so
resonating with it.
that was kind of interesting that I actually felt it.
Yeah. Good. Okay. It's nice confirmation for you. Okay. Anyone else? Well, good. Well, thank you for your participation today and staying with it, and serving and nourishing your soul. And we did it all together. It's very nice. Have a beautiful day. Many blessings.